I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Internet Marketing. Brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com. This is Internet Marketing. Now, before we start today, we have a request. If you are really enjoying what we do here on the Internet Marketing Podcast, then if you could please leave us a review on iTunes or your podcast app, of course, that would be fab. It really helps us to grow the podcast and ensure we bring you great marketing tips and advice each week. Now, today I'm joined by Dmitry Dragilev, founder and CEO of JustReachOut.io. Dmitry, how are you doing?
Good. How are you? Good to be here.
I'm very, very well. And you're in New York, aren't you?
I am indeed.
Fantastic. I like New York. I went there at Christmas. First time I'd ever been in my life. Absolutely loved it. Now, let's start off with you telling us a little bit about yourself and JustReachOut.io.
Sure. You know, I grew up in Soviet Union and came here in 1993. It was January of 1993, January 28th, my big immigration from Soviet, well, it was Russia by that time, 93.
Yeah.
Came to New Hampshire, of all places, and got into computers early on. I was really good at math. And so I got my computer science degree and worked in software development for a while for some big companies, big Fortune 500 companies. But then looked around and said, oh, this looks really boring. Corporations, big suits, what am I looking up to? I'm looking up to big bonus checks and more of the tucked in shirts and getting old. And I'm like, I can't do this. And I was only 22 or something, or 23.
Yeah.
So I quit my job. I sold everything I had and I drove cross country to Silicon Valley because I knew that people were having way more fun than me, getting money from rich guys and building technology and, mm-hmm. and building these fun little startups. And in 2006, this was 2006, and I kind of stuck around for like 10 years. I got into this whole marketing, SEO, startup thing and changed my careers. First of all, I became a marketing SEO person, PR person, and gone through a couple acquisitions actually in my decade of doing startups related stuff. And so now I run a software company called Just Reach Out. I founded it about 3 years ago, and we help entrepreneurs, small businesses, and anybody out there who wants to pitch journalists without the help of PR firms. So for $65, you can just sign up and find a journalist you want to pitch, and we'll give you the reasons you should contact them, the email templates, the whole thing. And you can email them and get in contact with them. And so the software business is doing well. We have 4,000 paying customers now, and it's fun. So that's my little intro.
So you're joining, you help sort of SEO people find, sort of do a bit of PR? Is that basically how it works?
It's not really SEO people. It's really small businesses or professionals, or it could be like we have musicians, so we have authors of books, or we have Small business owners that are online businesses too, or people who sell courses online, or people who have popcorn stores here in the United States. And so, like, all sorts of walks of life. We have a magician and all sorts of crazy professions you use as. But the idea is that, yeah, you can pitch journalists and bloggers and get some publicity or exposure for yourself.
Fantastic. Now, earlier this month, I think it was, we're in April now, we're recording in April, this probably won't go out until late July or even August, but I think it was April the 19th, you published a case study on Moz that sort of ties into today's show, how we ranked number one for a high volume keyword in under 3 months, if I'm not mistaken, was the title. This was a joint case study with Pipedrive, a sales CRM tool. Can you describe how this project came about?
Yeah, so... Besides running the software company, I also do some consulting here and there. And my background is SEO, so helping big companies, small companies, middle-tier companies rank on Google and rank high on Google. And so Pipedrive was a customer, and they came to me with a desire to rank high for an article they have written on their blog. And the first thing we kind of had to do is say, well, sure, like, everybody wants to rank high on Google. The question is, what do you want to rank high for? And so we did a whole exercise determining what type of terms their potential customers search for, and also what type of terms that the customers search for, potential customers search for, have really poor search results. And that's the big indicator that kind of started this whole effort, is you have to find a keyword that your customers are searching for, people that want to buy your software, that has poor search results for it. And it's not a commercial intent keyword, meaning people are not looking for a brand or something like that. They're looking for information. It's an information-based keyword search. So the word sales management fit the bill, because sales management is something that's an informational search. People are not looking for the tool called sales management, right? They're looking for information about sales management, whether they want techniques or tools or how it works or salaries or sales managers. Whatever they want information. And that is what we decided to focus on, because, frankly, we saw that the stuff that was ranking on the first page of Google was rather poor. Like, we were not happy with the stuff there, and we really thought that we could do much better. And that's kind of the start of the qualifying kind of events for the project there of any kind of SEO or ranking that you want to do is this kind of stuff. And so SEO to me is very much married with PR. So
yeah,
two are very similar.
It was a 3 month project, wasn't it? Were you involved in the planning of the project before it started?
Yeah. We started working with them before, you know, I think I'm still working with them on some other stuff that we're working on now, more like international SEO stuff. But yeah, we started the planning stages with them as well, and we worked through all that. Any kind of project that I do, of course, has to have the planning and the actual execution of it. And so, yeah.
And when you first started, I mean, did you think goals were achievable, or have the sort of results surprised you?
It's very hard to determine and really bet on things and say that I can do this 100%. I thought that there was a good possibility we could get to the top, and I didn't. You know, I just didn't know how soon it would happen, because sometimes these things take so long. I mean, sometimes you wait for 6 months or a year and even longer to get specific results. And so with SEO, it's such a low term. That's why I love running, you know, like with the press outreach software, a lot of people that use this, they can see results almost right away, whether a journalist would respond to you or not. You can see that almost instantaneously. And so any kind of SEO initiatives you do, or using SEO software, it's a very long-term game you're playing. You might be seeing results in 5 months or 6 months or 8 months. So it's very hard for a customer to get excited about it. I mean, you could get excited about it, but it's just day-to-day you feel like you need a little something because nothing is happening. Like you move from position 27 to 26. It's like, oh, great.
You make reference actually to sort of using Mozzie's keyword explorer tool for a lot of the initial research. What is it specifically about Mozzie's keyword explorer that's sort of appealed?
Well, I like to use, well, it's actually a combination. So I tend to use SEMrush a lot, and I like to use Ahrefs. Ahrefs has a new keyword tool that is pretty decent in terms of the researching which keywords to you want to rank for, because what they do is they not only give you the search volume and the competition, but also mention, you know, approximately how high can you expect your traffic to jump if you ranked at a specific position for a specific keyword, and how competitive it is against all others. So it becomes very easy to think through the difficulty of ranking for it if you're seeing a lot of people bidding for it and trying to understand the content there. You can really look deep. Moz, I like using Moz for backlink analysis. So yeah, when I look at which article is ranking, so sales management, for example, I look at the first 10 results and I see what is ranking, what is not ranking. And then I can say, all right, well, why are they ranking, right? And so Moz is great at telling me, well, they're ranking because here are all the backlinks. They're pointing to each one of these search results. And in my analysis, I kind of do a quick sweep through that to see why are those people linking to that piece of content? When was that link published? And how probable, or, you know, is it that I can reach out to those people and also ask them to link to my piece of content when that's published? And so I use the Backlink Explorer, and that Backlink Explorer is actually Ahrefs has one as well. Mm-hmm. So I use Ahrefs and SEMrush more than I use Moz. I used to use Moz more, but Ahrefs has kind of changed their tool a lot recently, so I've been using that more.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If. Only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Now, after deciding on a topic, you moved into a substantial phase of research. I was wondering if you could just sort of break down the key elements of your research phase and everything you decided to do before even starting to produce any new content.
Well, it's just a matter of producing content that's the best out there, right? So our software, Just Reach Out, we have customers who are from all walks of life. So not only sales management, but it could be nutrition or dieting. And it's a matter of what your core expertise are and what do you feel so confident about that you can basically say, listen, everything that is on the front page of this Google search result is complete crap, that I can do 10 times better. And I will do 10 times better. And I can just sit down and start writing this stuff right now. Mm. And that is sort of the first part of writing any content is, you know, we pick that keyword. And then the next part is creating the content and crafting it. And that's where a lot of the tips and tricks come in from, like, my blog. And I use Brian Dean's Backlinko blog. They have a great on-page SEO blog post that kind of details all these little nuances of writing an article. That's a great one, right? One of the best things that I've seen is write an article with, you know, mostly visuals without that much text. And yeah, that keeps people on site longer because time on site is a huge factor for ranking. The other thing is looking at the time and speed of loading of your site, right? Everybody knows that's an important factor, but it's a huge ranking factor, right? And so how does time on site in your article compare to time on site with every article that is currently ranking on Google's first page result? The time it takes to load your page should be less than the first 10 search results for the given keyword on that topic. And that's the only way you will, you know, not the only way, but that's one of the conditions that you should check before you start engaging in this and improve your site so that it's faster than your competition. I look at all those search results on the first page of Google as my competition. And so I might create an article that has information from all of those search results, the first 10, and my own information added to that in a better design format. And so the design of the article has to be better than the design of the articles or websites that are ranking for your keyword currently on Google. And so a lot of times I compare the design of the article itself. So what does the design of an article mean? It means only two or three lines of paragraphs at a time, having bucket brigades, right, which are basically breaks and a call, like basically doing a bullet-style list instead of doing a wall of text.
Mm.
Having diagrams, visual infographics and diagrams and examples, screenshots, doing as many visuals as you can to improve time on site, improve engagement, and keep the person on the site. So all these different things are important as you write your article to try and rank for it. And, you know, most of our customers that just reach out, they don't pitch news or partnerships or events about what they're doing. They do this kind of thing. They try and rank for a different type of article on different topics and say it's a nutrition startup. So what they do is they sign up on Just Reach Out and then they write an article about nutrition and then they publish it. And when they publish it, what they do is they use Just Reach Out to promote it. So they might reach out to other bloggers and ask if they can write a different guest article for that publication and basically repurpose some of the information they've written on their own blog on that other one. Because what happens is they start getting natural backlinks from that article to the one that they want to rank. So if I wanted to rank on my Just Reach Out blog, so I'll go to justreachout.blog, write an article about PR outreach, and I want that one to rank number one for the word PR outreach, I would say, all right, I'm going to go to Business Insider and say, listen, I'd love to write for you. Here's an article about PR outreach. It's a different one, somewhat different from the one I've written originally, and publish it and link it back to the one I have on my own blog. And that way I'm basically becoming a guest contributor in multiple publications and also creating real backlinks back to my initial site. And backlinks have become very different from what they used to be 3 years ago or 4 years ago. It used to be you can just get a bunch of backlinks and the volume was the key factor that got you to rank. It's no longer like that. So now it's actual traffic that comes over from the backlink that gets you the recognition from the Google's algorithm, ranking algorithm. So no longer do you have to get 100, 200, 300. The number of links does not matter anymore. It's the quality of links. So yeah. Meaning, does that link actually get clicks? And if it does not, then it doesn't matter at all. It doesn't matter. That's why adding a link to an old piece of content somewhere, it doesn't do anything. And adding a link that it's out of context, such as, here's a great quote by X, you know, it's nice to have that link, and you might get one or two hits on it. But if it's not in context and a must click for most readers, it doesn't get as much light of the, you know, the light of the day from the Google side. So it's just, that's why this strategy works much nicer, because it's basically a subset of what you've written on your own blog, but on another site. So people who want more information, they almost must click over to your blog.
And let's talk about outreach, actually, because after you've sort of been through the process of producing and optimizing the content, you sort of move into this sort of promotion and outreach. I know you alluded to this, but sort of, can you outline the outreach process?
Yeah, sure. So again, you've picked a keyword, you've written an article for it, and now you're saying, all right, I really want to rank for this keyword. You know what? I've written the best piece of content, and I have three friends who can prove it because I've sent it to them and they also agree. So it's not just you and it's in your head.
Yeah.
So then what you start doing is, A, you need to start repurposing that content. So, and backlinking to this piece of content naturally from those repurposed versions of that content. So again, say I write an article about how to do PR outreach on my own blog. Now I start repurposing process. I take a subset of that article, say 500 words, 1,000 words. Now my article is 7,000 words, so 6,000 words. I take a subset of it and I turn it into a guest article. And I turn around and I look at all the blogs in the marketing sphere. And I say, who are the best blogs in marketing sphere? Well, in the marketing industry. So let's say like Kissmetrics has a great blog. Unbounce has a great blog. Let's look at some more. Maybe BuzzSumo has a great one. Marketing Profs. Marketing Profs is a good one. So I make a list of them and I start reaching out and saying, hey, I've written before, or, you know, if you haven't written at all, maybe you reference your own blog. You say, listen, I'd like to write for your blog. I have this topic. Here's a bulleted outline for it. Would you all be interested in it? And a lot of times you can't get to the right person, so I try and find a contributor, an existing contributor at that blog, who I just simply email and ask, do you know the right person to talk to? But most of the time they'll let me know. And I usually would make a mix of, say, entrepreneur.com, businessinsider.com, venturebeat.com, those types of sites mixed in with Marketing Profs, Unbounce blog, Kissmetrics blog, SEM Rush blog, Moz.com blog. So, I mean, I'll mix those up, make a list, and start doing my outreach. I would try and find editors. If I cannot, then I would find people who have contributed to them. Mm-hmm. And try and figure out who's the right person to run this by them. And so my idea is I want to get 2, 3, 4 guest articles published. So after I do that, I repurpose it into a video. And I might put it up on YouTube. I might also repurpose it into a SlideShare presentation. And I would put it up on SlideShare. And I keep repurposing this and getting and linking back to the original article. Because I want to keep getting those types of, you know, links back to my article. And so that's what, I mean, a lot of our customers in using Just Reach Out, they use that methodology. And in Just Reach Out, we also show you Quora questions that people ask on relevant topics. And so this game of repurposing content and publishing it on another blog is a long-term game. And I think that when a person is doing their outreach and they're trying to get their guest article publish somewhere, it takes a long time. And not only do I think, I know, because I've done it so long and for so many years myself, and I also have 4,000 customers who try to do this every single day. They try to get their guest articles published. And the reality is, schedules are busy. These blogs are busy. There's a lot of stuff going on. It's not, you're not just going to snap your fingers and publish an article on Unbounce blog or Entrepreneur or Moz.com. It takes time. And so a lot of our customers just reach out. What they also do when they do their outreach through Just Reach Out or another platform, they answer questions on Quora, and that's been, or Reddit. And so a lot of people are asking questions out there about specifics of what you might know. So in my case, it's how to do marketing or SEO or PR, but somebody else might be, how do you create a podcast or how do you create a website? And so whatever your knowledge or expertise is, that knowledge can be translated into a PR opportunity for you. And so you can reference your original blog post, again, in all these different answers and discussions. And so I typically look at websites such as inbound.org. I also look at growthhackers.com. I also look at Quora, and I also look at Reddit. And I answer questions very proactively on all of these websites. And where possible, I link up my own blog post that I want to rank. So, yeah.
We've covered a lot here, Dimitri, today. I mean, if there was one sort of takeaway for our listeners that you could give, what would it be?
I guess when you do outreach, try and think long-term versus short-term. So don't think, I'm just going to get a big news splash and TechCrunch and I'll get a big spike and we'll just figure it out from there. Try and think long-term. Like, how do you repeat that process to keep getting more and more traffic? And I think what you'll find is that content, writing content that engages people, always does outperforms any kind of short-term quick hit kind of a pitching where you're pitching news or partnerships or whatnot. I rank number one for the word cold email, and I here in the United States, and I get anywhere from 100 to 150 people that come over to my site and sign up for my email newsletter every day. And I do nothing day to day anymore. Like, my blog post ranks really high. And out of 150 people, possibly 20 to 30% of them will become paying customers or just reach out just through a little sequence of emails they'll get automatically. So literally, I spend no money, no effort. I don't do any ads. I've never done them. And my article is pulling in traffic and converting it, right? And so it becomes very powerful when you combine PR and SEO. Versus the other approach is do a bunch of PR and then maybe do some ads and that kind of stuff. So it's, the two are very different approaches. I would say try and experiment with a more sustainable approach, whatever you're doing. So that's my 2 cents.
Dimitri, thanks so much for coming on. How can our listeners find out more about you and justreachout.io?
So you can go to justreachout.io, and all my contact info is there. And then for my blog, you can go to criminallyprolific.com, criminallyprolific.com, and you'll find all the information there as well.
And your Twitter is at Dragilev, isn't it? It's DRAGILEV. That's right, isn't it?
Yep, correct.
Brilliant. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. The show notes are in the usual place, sitevisibility.com/IM podcast. Also, leave us a review, because the more reviews we get, the more people we can hit and the more we can get this good information out. Email address is podcast@sitevisibility.com, or you can tweet us at sitevisibility. Don't forget the LinkedIn group. There's a Site Visibility LinkedIn group. And that's it. That's all from me, Andy, and it's all from Dimitri.
Cool. Good to be here.
Thank you again, and we'll see you next time on Internet Marketing.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right.
because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with five different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.